Blog Talk Radio. that are out there in our digital listening audience would bow your head with me in prayer. Father God, we come before your presence, God, with raised hands and a bowed head, God, and a voice of praise. God, we thank you for gathering us together again around this planet Earth, God, in unity and on one accord. God, we thank you for watching over us, God, keeping all harm and danger at bay. God, we ask you, God, to just anoint these lips of clay, God, and give me a rhema word for someone that might need some answers to their questions, God, that they might have. There might be someone that carrying a heavy burden at this time, God. You might have lost a loved one. You might have lost a spouse. You might have a runaway child. You might be in the midst of divorce. And so whatever that you are dealing with on this evening, we are here to share a rhema word, to enlighten your heart on tonight. So I would just like for you to go with me as I go into the Word of God. Now, our sermon for tonight entitled is Take a Look, It's in the Book. Now, we know that the Word of God, B-I-B-L-E, stands for something. And the B stands for biblical, the I stands for instructions, the L stands for biblical instructions, I'm sorry, B, so that's biblical instructions before L, leaving E, earth. That's B-I-B-L-E, which is spelled the Bible. So we know that God give us biblical instructions before leaving planet Earth. And we will just go on into depths into our text on tonight, and I just ask you to just listen real close, if you will, tonight, and we're just going to enjoy the Lord tonight, and I just ask you just to get your Bibles, because I will be giving out some scriptures for you to follow along. Now, we know that, hallelujah, regardless of the conditions or circumstances, we should trust and receive and adopt only the Word of God for guidance. And we can take His guidance as a lamp and a light. We know that His Word is sufficient in directing us toward Himself. And God has given us His Word for guidance. Since God's Word is powerful enough to provide illumination for us in this dark world, we can make choices that determine the eternal destiny of our souls. Thus, we have no reason to spend eternity in hell. Now, we said that in the law of John 1 and 1 through 2, we read, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. This means that Jesus Christ, God's Son, is also God. He is, in fact, the bridge between God and man. Like the psalmist, we can resolve to adhere to the truth of God's words so that we might live eternally with God. Let us be so guided by the word that we will stay on the path and lead to eternal life and peace. Now, we know that when we follow the leading of the Lord, is no way that we should get off track. Because we know that the book that we call the Bible, is a coach, it's an advisor, and it has all the essential elements for living a sanctification life. It's just like your navigation. It's a guide. Like your GPS, it's a guide that can guide you day by day, spiritually. You can just trust God's word for everything that you need in this life. And we know that in the Psalms, I think it was the 23rd Psalm, someone actually said that Psalm was the pearl. Now, we know that it can help us understand that God's love for his people and reassures us that God will provide, direct, and protect our lives. We know that the calming tone of God, care, is clear in his word. The image of the restful waters and the green pastures and a secure path all comes to light in this passage. We know that several important insights taught by this psalm. First, this psalm shows that the Lord provides for us because he is our shepherd. We can be assured he will meet our needs as he sustained and provided for the Israelites in the wilderness for 40 years. He will do the same for us today. Second, this psalm indicates that the Lord directs us. Essential to a successful Christian life is God's guidance. After all, he has our best interest at heart. I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou should go. In the law of Isaiah 48 and 17, while some shepherds may stand behind the flocks and drive the sheep in a particular direction against their will, we come to know that God stands before us and lovingly guides us in his path. Thirdly, this psalm teaches that the Lord, as shepherd, he protects, hallelujah, his sheep. When danger approaches, he is present. He will never leave us because of trouble, but will see us through it. He uses his rod to fight off any intruder who would harm the flock, and he uses his staff to retrieve sheep that wandered away. When danger is upon us, we must remember to look to the Lord for protection. Finally, to those of us who have allowed the Lord to be our shepherd, God dispatches two ambassadors, goodness and mercy. We can take mercy and redeem each stumble. When confronted by the shadow of death, we do not have to be afraid. Why? Because we know that the Lord, our shepherd, leads us, and goodness and mercy follows. Hallelujah. So we know that long as we got Jesus, as the song just said, we don't need nobody else. We got Jesus, and that's enough. That's one hymn I used to sing entitled, I Got Jesus, and That's Enough. How many of you out there in our listening radio audience on tonight can stand up and say without a shadow of a doubt that you got Jesus and that's enough? Hallelujah. I got Jesus and that's enough. I mean, I got Jesus. Without a shadow of a doubt, I can say, I can stand on Mount Everest. I can stand on a stack of Bibles and declare, I got Jesus and that's enough, because Jesus is all we need. We don't need a mediator because we have God as our guide. He is our protector. He is our salvation. He is our shield. He is our wheel in the middle of a wheel. All we have to do is trust him. And I always would tell my friends and constituents is that we have to trust God when we cannot trace him. There is going to come a time in our lives, saints and God and friends and those of you that are out there in our listening audience on tonight, I come to alert your heart that there is going to be a time that we cannot find Jesus. We got to call upon him while he might be found, because there's going to be a time that where we cannot find Jesus. Jesus will not be found. So you have to anchor deep in Jesus with the word of God. Eat the word and live the word. Have it deep down within your heart and your soul. Memorize you some verses that will stay with you through this lifetime. That will carry you, because there's going to be a time that they will take our Bibles away. We will no longer be able to boldly carry our Bibles to and fro, to church, to travel with them in our cars, in our briefcase, in our luggage, in our carry-on. We will not be able to carry our Bibles freely like we're doing today. So that is so vital that we carry the word in our heart. The Bible says that, thy word that I've hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So we know that if we got God's word down off in our heart and we're sanctified and we're filled with the Holy Ghost is a keeper, then we know that we are being kept by the Almighty God. And I've come to serve you notice on tonight that the theme for tonight is take a look. It's in the book. And I just want to outline some of the words that you might not know exist in the Bible, in the book, in the Word of God, in the B-I-B-L-E. And here are some of the words. I'm going to call them out. And I know some of the words that you have used, you have saw on a bulletin board, on a chart board, in a magazine, in a book. Wherever you have traveled, these are some of the words that you are familiar with. And the reason why I am outlining these words to you on tonight is to let you know that it's in the book. Now, the first word is abortion. And I've got to move swiftly because, like I said, my time is of an essence. So the first word is abortion. So if you have any inkling or any notions of having an abortion, read God's word first. Secondly, we have bitterness. If you have angry management or anger against someone, some friend, some family member, some associate, then search the word on bitterness. All right, we have covetousness. If you have covetousness against your neighbor, search the word of God. All right, the next one is danger. We know that God keeps us from all hurt, harm, and danger under the salvation of God. Look in the book for danger. We got another word after that is divorce. All right, if you have in mind of leaving your spouse, I would have you to read the word of God and see what it talks about on divorce. And so it goes on to talk about death. It talks about deception. It talks about decision making. It talks about God's direction for your life. It talks about abundance. It talks about adultery. It talks about attitude. It talks about blessings. It talks about boasting. It talks about the body of Christ. It talks about brotherhood. It talks about building communities. It talks about rearing children. It talks about living a Christian life. It talks about living a Christian walk. It talks about comfort. It talks about competition. It talks about confession. It talks about counsel. It talks about the cross of Christ. It talks about death. It talks about deception. It talks about decision making. It talks about as far as the decisions for where God wants you to be, what direction he has for your life, what path he wants you to take, that's in the book. Encouragement, it's in the book. Internal life, it's in the book. Faith, it's in the book. Fatherhood, it's in the book. Freedom, it's in the book. Fruit of the Spirit, it's in the book. Grace, it's in the book. Gratitude, it's in the book. Harmony, it's in the book. Healing, it's in the book. Health care, it's in the book. Holiness, it's in the book. Holy Spirit, hope, adultery, integrity, joy, jubilee, justice, kindness, kingdom, leadership, liberation, lifestyle, loneliness, marriage, miracles, new life, offering, oppression, parenting, peer pressure, restoration, righteousness, salvation, sin, social issues, teamwork, the tongue, unbelief, unity, victory, vindication, hallelujah, widow, the way of God, wife, the will of God, wisdom, witness, worldliness, zeal, all of these elements for your daily living is in the book. Take a look, it's in the book. Take a look, it's in the book. I double dare you to take a look tonight, saints of God, and you that are out there in our listening digital radio. I double dare you to take a look, because if you take a look in the book, you will find God's word is a guide. It's a guide for your life, your daily life, your daily walk with God. It's simple. God said that my burdens is light. He didn't say my burdens was heavy. He said my burdens is light and my yoke is easy. So it's nothing about God is hard. Nothing about God. I tell you, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey right now. If I had 10,000 tongues, I could not thank God enough, for that would just be a mere drop in the bucket for all of the things that God has done for me over my lifetime. I come to tell you, saints of God, it's time to get yourself together. It's time to get right with God. It's time to stop playing church. We are not in rapper room, but we are in a world that is confused, that hates God, and don't want God's word preached, don't want God talked about over the airway, over the telephone, over the internet, talking one-on-one. People now want you to close your mouth when it goes to talking about God. But I come to serve you notice. As long as I got breath in my body, I'm going to preach the word of God as God give it to me. I'm going to present it unto you, because God tells me to go out into the world and preach his gospel to every creature. He that believeth shall be baptized, and he that believeth not shall be damned. So I am intended to carry out God's command and God's orders. I am going to go and tell the word of God whomever will listen. I'm not going to throw the word of God on you. God is not going to drag you to heaven, and neither am I. But I can present a man named Jesus who came down from heaven down to planet Earth. Then he went to the cross and hung on the cross. And then they nailed his hands, his left hand, his right hand together on that cross. Then they nailed his feet. And if that wasn't good enough, then they whipped him across his back with 39 stripes. I mean, to the flesh. They cut Jesus across his back 39 times. Then they pierced him in his side. Can you imagine that? What horrible pain and agony that our Savior suffered on that cross to prove his love. Now, if that is not proof in the pudding, I want you to tell me what is. Because, honey, there is nobody over the heavens or beneath the earth that could do such a thing, that could take on such a task as Jesus taken on for the sins of the world. And God proved his love for us by dying on Calvary Cross. But we know on that third day, Jesus rose up out the grave. For the tomb could no longer hold him. And I gave a sermon not long ago, says that Jesus has escaped and is still at large. And I have you to know, to our listening audience, and you that are listening around the globe, God and tell you where God is. He has been found. And he is in the rolling hills of glory, hallelujah, sitting up on his holy throne, most holy throne. He's not sitting on the left, but he's sitting on the right hand of God, looking down here on planet Earth, on you and I. He stretched out his mighty hand and shield the protection against you and I every day that we travel to and fro over the highways and the byways, and when we up in the air flying here and there to visit relatives on business trips, on vacations, and whatever it might be, God is watching over us, saints and saints of God and friends, and you that are out there in our listening audience, I want you to pick up the book and take a look. Take God's word at face value. Pick it up and read it. Never get too busy for God. Take time out for God, because he took our time for you and I. When he took our time to be spit upon, to be made a mockery out of, to be pierced in his side, with nails in his hands, in his feet, and a crown of thorns upon his head. Faith in God, we don't need a rocket sign to tell us that Jesus loves us. We know that Jesus loves us unconditionally. God has a love unmeasured toward his children. Just like you love your husband, you love your wife, you love your children, you love your friends, you love your extended family, your church family. That's the way God loves us, but only better, because God loves us unconditionally. Now, we might have limits. We shouldn't, but sometimes, you know, people are hold back. They don't just throw all their love on you. I like to throw all of my love on people that I meet. Saints of God and people that God has put in my life, has put in my pathway, I like to show them that I love them. I like to show them and tell them in sincerity, I love you, my brother. I love you, my sister. I love you, you know, saints of God. And you that may not know God, I would like for you to get to know God in the pardons of your sins. And if you need prayer, I would like to, before the closing of the program tonight, to pray for you. If you would just hold your hands up toward the radio, and I would like to pray for you. Father God, we're coming tonight, God, asking you humbly and sincerely, God, that touch, there might be one, there might be two, there might be many, God, that need prayer tonight on a situation that they're facing, God. We ask you, God, to touch that situation, God. Touch it, God. Touch their body. Maybe they're hurting in their body, God. Maybe they're up for operating or surgery to go into the hospital, God. We want you to meet them there, Father God. Those that need a financial blessing, God, we ask you to finance whatever they need, the bills and stuff that they need to be paid, God. We know that you have all the money that's ever been distributed. You own a cattle on a thousand hill belong to you. Father God, we will give you the glory and the honor and the praise. These and other blessings we ask in our Son Jesus' name. We shall say amen. I want you to go in God as God go in you. Until we meet again, I'm planning on us meeting again. And until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. I hope that you have enjoyed the program, and we would welcome your friends into the studio. We welcome you if you want to write a letter you're welcome to write us a text message, email us. It's janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. That's my email address. And you can call in, and that number once again for our guest is, hallelujah, that number is 877-598-8654.